With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Helene aid for farmers should start to flow later this month.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has pledged to start paying out tens of billions of dollars in aid to victims of Hurricane Helene later this month. Farmers say they need that aid as soon as possible to repay debts from last year for loans for seed, fertilizer, and other materials. Farmers need to pay off that debt so they can borrow money for this year's crops. Congress set a deadline of March 21st to hand out the money when it passed a $100 billion disaster relief package in December. The late September storm cut a path from Florida into North Carolina, causing billions in damages to farmers alone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of emergency workers are being deployed as California faces a massive winter storm. Parts of Los Angeles and Malibu are posting warnings about mudslides and debris due to what's being called an atmospheric river-fueled storm. Evacuation orders have already been issued for parts of Southern California that have already undergone burn scars due to the Palisades fire. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says it's up to Russia now as the United States pushes for peace in Ukraine.
The president welcomed Ukraine's acceptance of a 30-day ceasefire and said efforts now shift to talks with the Russians.
It's up to Russia now.
And he said if Moscow agrees.
Well, I think that would be 80% of the way to getting this horrible bloodbath finished. It's a bloodbath.
The president again made veiled threats of hitting Russia with new sanctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Six Americans who were imprisoned in Kuwait are now free. Representative for their families announced they have been returned to the U.S. Most of the Americans were veterans and former military contractors convicted on drug charges. Several more expected to be released in the coming weeks. This is SRN News. A new poll of Americans on transgenderism, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether the growing acceptance of transgenderism as a legitimate lifestyle by society as a whole is good or bad. 39% of the general population says it's a good thing. 38% say bad. 21% don't think it matters. However, amongst people who describe themselves as Christians, 47% say the acceptance of transgenderism by society is a bad thing, compared to 29% who say it's good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More major corporations are dropping diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that critics say promote the queer trans agenda and racism and fascism. Uber is one of the latest. The ride-hailing service has removed the DEI section from its 2024 annual report filed last month. Salesforce has done the same thing in its latest report. This is SRN News. Pakistani authorities say the Tuesday insurgent attack on a train carrying hundreds of people has ended, with over 50 attackers killed following a day-long standoff.
Pakistan's security officials say some of the hostages taken were killed, while over 300 hostages were rescued, and that the operation continued through Wednesday. Ambulances arrive at the train battle scene and leave carrying the wounded. The separatists attacked the train carrying about 450 people Tuesday in a tunnel in a remote part of southwestern Balochistan province, a group the Baloch Liberation Army has claimed responsibility. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Two astronauts stuck aboard the International Space Station since last year are going to have to wait a little longer after SpaceX had to scrub Wednesday's launch. A four-person crew was scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral Wednesday evening, but the mission was aborted about an hour before takeoff. More details at SRNnews.com.